It was little more than a sandbar in Upper New York Harbor, but in 1890, Ellis Island's place in history was secured. On April 11th of that year, President Benjamin Harrison designated the tiny island as the building site for the country's first federally operated immigration center. Corruption was rampant during the island's early years, and a great fire burnt the original facility to the ground in 1897. But when Ellis Island reopened in 1900, now a majestic brick-and-mortar structure designed to withstand fire, floods, and much more, it was already a legend known around the world as the door through which every immigrant must pass before being allowed to enter this land of hope called America. During its heyday, which lasted more than 30 years, Ellis Island processed as many as 1 million people a year, welcoming thousands of immigrants daily from dozens of countries. With an immense vaulted ceiling and an intricate network of metal railings, Ellis Island's Great Hall was a noisy and for many intimidating place where confusion seemed to reign and where at any moment one's life could be altered for the better or less frequently, but just as irrevocably, for the worse. After undergoing medical examinations administered by overworked government physicians, immigrants were subjected to a series of questions. Where are you from? How much money do you have on you? Are you an anarchist? Do you have a job waiting for you in America? The wrong answer to any of these questions could mean days, even weeks of delay, and possibly even deportation. With the advent of strict immigration quotas and the opening of U.S. consulates abroad in the 20s, the tide of immigrants passing through Ellis Island's doors began to ebb. In 1954, the United States government finally closed the immigration station. Ellis Island fell victim to obsolescence, a casualty of tightening controls on who entered the country and under what circumstances. But during its 62-year tenure as America's Golden Door, and for the millions of Americans whose ancestors passed through its Great Hall, Ellis Island was, and remains, a cornerstone in world history.